administration.
And welcome back to Marv Moorhead Stadium. Glad to have you aboard here on the campus of Upper Arlington. Just about ready to start the second half. Sales cruising out to a 28-0 lead after two quarters against Hamilton Township. Randy Reinhart alongside Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, and Greg Sivaldi. Stats in the first half, Larry. Total offense, DeSales 250 yards. Hamilton Township 130. 196 on the ground for DeSales. They've got 54 passing yards on the other side. Hamilton Township has passed for 141, but they have negative 11 yards rushing. Each team with seven first downs. One turnover, that was the pick made by Corcoran for the touchdown from 38 yards out. And that's where we stand here at halftime. Booth, by the way, with 11 carries for 158 yards and a touchdown. Silvestri, 2 of 3 passing, 54 yards and a touchdown passing. He's carried it two times for 22 yards and a score. Robinson's 13 of 22 passing for Hamilton Township for 141 yards and an interception. Cumberland, 4 catches for 30 yards. And Johnson has 8 carries for 7 yards. Booth with the big score to get it going early for DeSales. 98-yard run. So if you're Ryan Wiggins, what did you tell your Stallions at halftime?
Put this game away early. Put it away early. This is the biggest drive of the year. Let's get these guys off the field. Because the last time they had Brian Osmoe out there in a drive like this, and he got hurt. So we want to put this game away early, and then let's just get on to next week.
And stay warm.
Well, you'll stay warm if you put it away. If you don't, you're going to stay out there.
The good news is you get to go down for another post-game show interview.
That's good news to whom?
To me.
Oh.
Scott gave it a thumbs up. Greg's in favor of it. Ryan, I think, votes for it as well, too.
Okay.
It's your expertise on the field that is second to none.
Yeah, that's because I'm the only one stupid enough to go down there.
Your ability to almost get a sideline warning, too.
When you're second to none and there's none other than that, that lets you know.
We're stalling because the football is blown off the tee again, so Kevin Juarez is going to tee it up one more time.
Tell you why I don't want to go down there.
You're a better man, Gunga Dean.
It's not even safe for the football.
It's teed up again. Juarez, the soccer player, has it blow off again. Now you got to hold it. So I think Cumberland's going to hold it. Or will it be Bowen?
It was Dean, you Lazarusian leather, Gunga Dean.
Gunga Dean.
Do I flog you and flay you for the living God that made you?
I thought
you
were a man than history teacher, Gunga not Dean. An English guy.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're just multi-talented.
I haven't found any talents yet. I'm just trying them all out.
Keep searching, right?
Trying them out. That's absolutely right. I've mastered a lot of none.
I don't know where to go.
The toilet's the only thing left because it's all going downhill now.
Come on, Juarez, kick the ball already.
Please.
And they go for the onside kick. High hop, and it's corralled by the Stallions at the 48-yard line. So that time, they hold it and go for an onside kick. A couple of hops, and DeSales has it in great field position. Interesting. I didn't see that one coming.
Marco Susi
on the recovery for the Stallions. They'll have it first and 10 from the 48-yard line. And DeSales is going to start this possession with Booth in the backfield. Three wide to the bottom. And Booth alone back to the right of Silvestri from the gun as, again, they go to the line. Bark a little bit. Now look to the sidelines and get the signals. And Silvestri gives the information to the offensive line and scoots back from the pistol look again. Hands it off to Booth. Booth will get to, about midfield, and he's pushed back from there.
I thought that three wide to the bottom was just window dressing. They were just going to run the ball in the middle anyhow.
So second down and 8 now from the 50-yard line. Just underway in the second half from Upper Arlington High School, Division 3, Region 11. This is the regional final matchup between these two teams. Squad from the Central Catholic League and one from the Mid-State League. Ryan Wiggins now 94-36. I've got him for his career mark, and he is 15-7 in the playoffs. Second and 8 from the 50-yard line. This time, Silvestri wants to throw on the slant. Has a man wide open. Jared Noble, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and there's your continuous clock as Noble's going to take it in. 47 seconds gone in the second half. 50 yards for the touchdown. Noble with the score, and just like that, DeSales has a lead now of 34-0. And for Jared Noble, I have that as his third catch of the year and his first touchdown.
Well, he broke the tape at the goal line because when he got down to the 15, the 10, the 5, and he just acted like he was breaking the tape in the 100-meter dash.
Number 28, Dominic DeMaceo.
DeMaceo to make it 35-0. Holding is McNally. The Stallions wanted that rapid start in the second half. Had a short field with the onside kick. And just like that, two plays later, they take it in for the touchdown. And DeMaceo adds the extra point. 35-0 Stallions. 11:13 left to go second half. We'll pause for 30 seconds on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Good start for DeSales in the second half. Good start for Hamilton Township as well. Another touchdown pass and two-point conversion. The Warriors lead Waterford now 29-15, and Akron Hoban has scored again as well. They have a 27-3 lead over New Philadelphia.
So it looks like Hoban and DeSales next week, and for Waterford, maybe they should stick to Crystal.
Yeah, well, when they announced the 30-point running clock, everybody in attendance here cheered, and now the PA announcer just thanked everybody for coming. I guess the game must be over or something.
That's part of the official statement from the OHSAA. I will read the exact verbiage for you in just a second as DeMaceo has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Is it touchback time? It is high. It is deep. And there will be a return that starts from the 6-yard line across the 10. It is Johnson across the 15, Trey to the 20. Up to the 23-yard line. Ladies and gentlemen, this game will now be played with a running clock per the OHSAA point differential rule. The clock will be stopped after changes of possession at the end of periods and for timeouts. If the point differential should fall beneath 30, normal clock operations will resume. Thank you for attending tonight's game.
Today, tonight's game
is actually how it's written. But I decided to go freelance.
It's time to go home.
I went curvy there. Changed it and just went with tonight. First and 10 from the 24-yard line. The clock rolling now with 10-10 left to go. Third quarter, DeSales up 35-0. Hamilton Township with two to the bottom, two to the top. Quick pop, and a pass was nearly picked off and caught on the play at the 31-yard line. It goes to the tight end, Corey Hies, and they nearly jumped the route again.
Brian Asamoah got his hands underneath that one and just missed it. If he had picked it, he'd have walked into the end zone.
Gain of 7, second and 3. The ball resting now at the 31 of the Rangers. 9:47 and ticking third quarter. Two way wide of the set. Cumberland way widest. The bottom formation near the sidelines, actually. Robinson's going to hand it off. Johnson trying to go back the other way against the grain out to the 40-yard line, maybe the 42, but again, keep the clock cranking right now as he gets maybe a yard on the play. It'll be third down from there with 9:25 left.
There just aren't many holes in this DeSales defense. You can throw through the seam routes, and you can get some of the areas in between the levels, but that's about it. There's just nothing inside the tackles.
Sales flops their defense now. Osamo and company go to the top. Van Fossen goes to the bottom. Going to head it off the right side. They have to get it up to the 34-yard line. You would think 2 yards would be easy. But Johnson got maybe to the 33. I think he's going to be about a yard shy of the sticks.
He's absolutely a yard shy.
So it'll be fourth down and one if you're the Rangers. You're down 35.
Sure, because it's under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. If you punt it, by the time you get it back, it's going to be down to 5 minutes.
Yeah, with the continuous clock especially, so...
They're going to punt it.
They're bringing on the kick team, at least what looks like a kick team.
Looks like a kick team, sure. Yeah. Last time they tried the scrum punt or the rugby punt. And
remember, too, Bowen was the backup quarterback a couple of years ago. This guy is a man who has got many talents like you, Larry. He can play an offense, defense, special teams, can punt, can actually kick off and kick extra points and field goals, too.
Right, and I can't play on any of those.
No. No. But you've seen them all.
Absolutely.
They snap it to the up man and trying to get the first down, and they're not going to do it.
I don't think that's a good spot.
Wow. Green had the ball, got pushed back to the 32, but they give him forward progress near the 34. Let's see where they spot the ball. DeSales says they're still short because Savon Green had the ball. He was the up man, got the snap, and they're going to measure the ball resting not quite to the 34-yard line. The Stallions are convinced it's short of the first down.
I'm going to say by half a football.
Now they'll bring out the sticks. They'll extend. We're waiting. Stretch out the sticks. Put the marker down at the 25-yard line. Stretch out the sticks.
That chain's cold.
Chain. And they are short. By half the length of the football, DeSales gets the ball back now with 8:15 left to go.
They should have just asked me. That's the one thing I can do is officiate.
Oh, now we know.
They always told me that when I coached.
When you were coaching, yeah. You were a great official?
Absolutely. Never missed a call when I coached. Officiating, that is.
First and 10 from the 33-yard line now for the Stallions in Hamilton Township territory. Larry, would be surprised if we saw any kind of a pass right now from DeSales, or do you still keep the entire playbook?
You run what you run. And right now, it's still 8 minutes to go in the game, or 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, but Velasquez is now in the running back spot.
First and 10 for the 33.
Toss.
Backs from the offset eye. Coming around the corner. This is Joey Velasquez inside the 30, 25, 20. He's got a caravan, 15, 10, 5. Does he break the play? Flag down on the play. There's a flag down. He dove for the pylon.
They're going to call Drew McLucky for a block in the back, but I'm going to tell you what. He was running stride for stride with that man.
With the flag tossed at the 7-yard line, we never got an official call if he broke the plane or not. They're going to mark the ball inside the one, it looks like. We'll wait and see about the call. And it looks like it could go against the Stallions, but we'll see. Flag still resting at the 7-yard line. The officials conferring.
Well, that wasn't where Drew McLucky was, so it must be on the defense.
Well, we'll see. Unsportsmanlike against the Sales.
The flag on the field is for unsportsmanlike conduct.
And a personal foul against Hamilton Township, so offsetting penalties.
Wow.
Offsetting foul.
All that on a run down the sidelines. That's a lot to have going on in about 7 seconds. So the flag resting at the 7, another flag at the 38.
Well, I'm glad I was right about Drew McLucky's block because it was not a block in the back, so I'm happy that they didn't call that.
The clock was still running. We'd be at the end of the third quarter by now. Let's see where they're going to spot the ball. Going to mark it at the 33-yard line.
Well, they'll probably run the same play.
Joyce the deep back again.
They ran their flanker in a crack motion that time. When he came down inside, he sealed the edge. And they had Alonzo Booth leading on the outside with Drew McLucky pulling. And there was nobody out here on the flank for Hamilton Township.
Similar set this time.
Same thing.
This time, Velasquez is going to take it between the tackles and gets down to the 31-yard line. Picks up only about 2 on the play. Second down and 8 from there. Approaching 7 minutes left to go third quarter.
Joey Velasquez, the ball carrier.
So Anthony Balsimo made that tackle. Did a nice job coming in, getting through the gap and tripping him up.
Anthony's a 3-year starter at linebacker. 35 solos, 57 assists, 1.5 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss. Coming into this contest, DeSales now trying to milk every bit of that 25 seconds between plays right now. And they didn't get all the information, and they're asking for the signals again. So Silvestri's having them go through the entire sequence of signals again. They're going to watch the back judge and see if they can get this off in time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Snaps it in time. Toss goes to Velasquez inside the 35, the 30, down to the 25, maybe the 24-yard line.
Joey Velasquez only has one gear. And that's just fast. He doesn't know how to set up block. He just runs.
He's like an Indy car.
Man, I'm telling you what.
7 on the play.
And he's only a sophomore.
Third down and 1. Is he one of the guys that's going to be the heir apparent in the backfield, do you think?
Absolutely. Well, between he and Brian Asamoah.
Velasquez has got it again inside the 20. Hits the hole hard down to the 17-yard line. Was there a hanky down on the play? With 6:02 left to go. But wait a second. Illegal motion is the call against DeSales. Flags along the far side of the field, the 28-yard line. Nobody saw it. Do the officials know that it's a 30-point margin right now?
I don't think they care.
Okay. Just curious. Mark the ball back to the 29-yard line. It'll be third down from there. Third and 5 for DeSales with 5:34 and ticking in the third. Stallions going to readjust their offensive line now.
Third down and 6.
And James Gilmore going to go to the right side, play some right tackle. Tight set with a wing. Handoff goes to Booth. Alonzo inside the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Alonzo Booth, touchdown. 5:07 left to go. Alonzo Booth was high-stepping, got over one guy, got by the second guy, then kept going with that diagonal to the right and takes it in 29 yards for the touchdown.
And this is a good Hamilton Township team, and right now DeSales is just taking them apart. And this might be the most efficient we've seen DeSales play in a long time. They're just efficient. All the blocks are crisp. The running backs are hitting the holes hard. It's been a good game for the Stallions.
And that time you saw Booth waiting for the blocks to establish.
Yeah.
A little hop here, a little hop there, and then he saw the seam, took it on the diagonal to the right side, into the corner of the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, it always drove me crazy when you coached offensive linemen, when your running backs would run right over your offensive linemen when they're blocking. Just give them a chance to do their job. And Alonzo Booth did a great job there.
Another chance for Demasio for the sixth time. Snap a little behind the holder this time, McNally, but puts it down again. 42-0 to Sales. 5:07 left in the third. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Toledo Central Catholic has scored again. They have a 12-0 lead over Lexington. And Coshocton led Wheelersburg 16-0 at the half. But Wheelersburg, with two touchdowns early in the second half, it's now a 16-12 game.
And here Alonzo Booth takes it in from 29 yards after he plays 33 yards, 3:08 off the clock. Alonzo Booth now with 38 touchdowns on the ground this season. That's 4 years of a high school normally.
I'm telling you, he's a special running back. And like I said, some folks think he can't play at the highest next level. Let me tell you something. He is a big, strong running back. He can get it done.
Remember, Ball State offered him as a D tackle as well, too. There's the kick. It is high. It is deep. And Trey Johnson has it at the 2 across the 5, far side of the field, the 10, the 15. And it's by one defender up around the 20-yard line before he motors out of bounds with 4:33 left to go. And the clock still melting away in the third quarter.
Well, Ball State may want to renege on that offer at defensive tackle and decide that he might be a running back, because I'm telling you what, he's got a special gear.
Seriously, if you're Ball State, you've got somebody better than that at running back? I would think not.
No.
The market officially at the 22-yard line, first and 10 from there.
Everybody thinks they're going to get the next Ezekiel Elliott. That's what it is. And that guy just doesn't exist. There's only one of them.
Going to keep it on the ground. Robinson up to the 25-yard line, around the left side, picks up 3 on the plate. It'll be second down and 7 from there. Guess who? Drew McLucky made the hit again.
Any rushing yardage that they gain is hard-earned, because you got to get by Darrow and McLucky and Mullins and whoever else they put out there. It really doesn't matter.
Cumberland and Arnold one-on-one at the bottom now, too wide at the top. And the Rangers look to the sidelines. They come upset and then take a look over there to get the signals from the sidelines. Nate Hillrich and company. See what they're going to run offensively on this play. Offensive coordinator, by the way, is Mike Savino, former quarterback at Ohio Dominican. The lefty looks and throws across the middle. The pass was nearly picked off on the play. And Joey Velasquez thought he had the pick right in front of Joe Arnold.
Oh, he had the pick. He just dropped it. He read that route. He was sitting on his landmark, right on the hash mark, and he saw the slant route coming, and he jumped it. Looked like cover 4. Looked like the corners were locked up, man, and the safeties were just coming up and into the lanes there.
Third and 7 now from the 25-yard line for the Rangers. Down 42-0 with 2:58 and ticking here in the third quarter. One back in the backfield. Robinson wants to throw. Pressure's on. Rolls away from that. Tucks it. Goes upfield. Cuts to his right now. Still looking. Crosses the 25-yard line and then push back from there, and that'll be shy of the first down. So it'll be fourth down and about 7 or 8 with 2.5 left to go in the third.
Patrick Robinson took a step up into the pocket there and turned to his right and saw Darius Mullins and had to think his life flashed before his eyes, because he ran like he had hubcaps under his arms and he was being chased.
On the punt for Hamilton Township, number 11.
Bowen to punt, standing back at his own 10-yard line. Twin safeties back deep for the Stallions. Do you reach a point, Larry, when you start the fourth even, that you'll go ahead and go to the bench, or do you go one more series?
No, DeSales is going to go to the bench here. I can't imagine that they're not going to go to the bench next series.
Bowen standing back at the 10-yard line.
They don't need and they don't want any more points. They'll take 42-0 right now and just walk out of here.
Hamilton Township was a player short. I thought I only counted 10 guys on the field. They were missing a guy on the wing on the right side of the line. He checks in. Bowen now will get it off. And the ball's going to hit at the 43-yard line. Dribble inside the 37 to the 36, down near the 35 with 1:42 left as the wind picks up.
Here come the JVs.
at the DeSales 35-yard line.
So some new faces coming out there maybe for the Stallions. Now I see Silvestri still coming out there.
I think Drew McLucky's night is over.
See Will Minick coming out as a tight end. I see Silvestri still out there. I see Moriarty out there. See if Anthony Cerrone comes in a quarterback.
Nope.
Lonzo Booth looks like he's done for the evening. He's sitting on the training table right now, enjoying life. Velasquez is the deep man, and still out there at quarterback is Cole Silvestri. Velasquez has got it and puts his head down, gets a yard up to the 36-yard line. That's it. Short gain on the play, picks up one. With 1 minute left to go, the next play could be the last play of the third quarter.
Well, the problem you have now is you've got a starting safety at running back here, and you've got your starting quarterback out there, and you don't have your best lineman, and you always take the risk of getting somebody hurt. But at the same time, you can't make when you make wholesale changes, it gets really ugly. The game gets really ugly. It loses all of its rhythm.
Colton Hillary is the up back now. 5'10", 160-pound senior. Velasquez is the deep man. Arnold in motion, bottom to top. Joey's got the toss. The 30, the 35, puts his head down at the 40. Lost the football, but scooped up by the Stallions. It's Joe Arnold, 50, 45, 40. Arnold, 20. Arnold, 15, 10, 5. And Joe Arnold will scoop it up and take it in for a touchdown with 21.3 left to go. 60 yards on the fumble recovery by Joe Arnold, and they find a way to score even after a miscue, and now it's 48-0.
And Cole Silvestri, the quarterback, was out leading the blocking, and he actually led him into the end zone all the way down the side. That was a great heads-up play by JoJo Arnold.
48-0 Stallions. If you're Hamilton Township, you have to say, how soon can we get back to Rathmill Road?
Hey, it was a great season regardless, and this game will not define you one way or the other. You ran into a buzzsaw tonight, and it happens in the playoffs.
Big wins over Bexley and Chile in the postseason.
Win.
Also got by Circleville and Logan Elm and Bloom Carroll and Fairfield Union and Tays Valley. In fact, they lost, folks, in weeks 2 and 3, and they scored only 3 points in those two games and hadn't lost since. Extra point is up, and it's good. 49-0, 21 seconds left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Couple games going on right now in Division 7. Crestview has a 21-14 lead over Macomb. And Fort Recovery's trying to make it a game with Minster. They only trail now by 8. 28-20 is the score in that one.
You know, I can remember when Fort Recovery didn't have a football program.
Yep, absolutely.
They didn't have enough kids
didn't
to play football.
Kids.
And look at them now, huh?
Welcome
teed
to
up,
the playoffs.
Yep, at the 40-yard line as Joe Arnold takes it 60 yards on the fumble recovery. Demasio, the PAT, two plays, 65 yards, 81 seconds off the clock. And Cumberland and Johnson back deep standing inside the 5-yard line. 49-0 Stallions.
If they don't hurry up and kick this, they're going to switch ends because the clock's running.
With two, with one, and this will be the last play of the quarter. There's no penalties. Return's going to start from the 6, up across the 10, the 15, the 20, and up along the sidelines for Trey Johnson across the 20 to around the 23-yard line. That ends three quarters, 49-0 to Sales. A rapid third quarter, and the fourth quarter could match that one. Regional final action here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round, and because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
First and 10, Hamilton Township to start the fourth quarter. They're down 49-0. They're going to mark the ball officially at the 25-yard line. New faces out there on defense for the Stallions. Johnson has a big gap across the 30, up to the 34-yard line before he's knocked down on the play. So DeSales has gone to the bench now and put in some fresh faces. Among those making the hit was Marco Susi, who also recovered that onside kick a little earlier in this half.
What an opportunity for these young kids. I mean, this is a regional final. You just don't expect to get to play when you're on a scout team. And all week, they were the Hamilton Township kids, so it's kind of fun for them to be the sales kids tonight.
Second down and one. Robinson hands it off. Johnson.
Ooh.
Got drilled back at the 33-yard line.
Oh.
Trey Johnson, the ball carrier, tackled by number 33.
Number 33 comes shooting through. That is Jack DeSantis, who backs up and actually shares a lot of time at outside linebacker with Brian Asamoah. So no gain, mark it back to the 34. It'll be third down and one from there, and we've already usurped a minute of time off the clock in the fourth quarter. Robinson's going to keep, look for the first down, has it, 35, 40, 45, cuts it outside, still on his feet, 50, 45, 40, down the sidelines, out of bounds at the 37-yard line, chased out of bounds there by number 24, Colton Hillary.
Gain of 28 yards.
They're going to mark him out of bounds right around the 36-yard line, picks up about 28 on the play. It'll be first down and 10 from there, with 10 and a half left to go. Hamilton Township down by 49 points right now.
Colton Hillary.
Hand off. Cumberland going from bottom to top on the sweep. Inside the 35. 30, 25, 20. They still have their starters out there in offense. And a big game for Hamilton Township. And he'll have enough for another first down for the Rangers as they try to dent that scoreboard at least once.
And that won't even bother DeSales because, you know, you got your young kids out there playing on defense. And if they give up a score to the other team, it's no big deal. You don't worry about that. Hamilton Township wants to get on the scoreboard. I don't blame them for that either. You want your kids to go out with a good taste in their mouth and let the starter score a touchdown. And then they'll put their J's in, I'm sure.
First and 10 from the Stallion, 19. Cumberland way wide to the bottom. Robinson with one back in the backfield. Play action, rolls left, pressure on, gets away from Manick, looks downfield, looks for his tight end Heiss, and the pass incomplete. They're going to say it hit the turf. Hillary on coverage at the 5-yard line.
Number 88, Corey Wise. Corey Heiss, incomplete.
Corey Heiss thought he caught that ball. He kind of looked bewildered that the official might even insinuate he didn't catch it.
They rolled a touch the turf at the 5-yard line, so it'll be second down now and 10 from the 19 with 9-12 and ticking.
Whether it did or it didn't, he made it look pretty good.
Yeah, he did. Robinson straight back to throw. Middle screen. They let everybody through. And the pass is complete, and Bub's got it. He's going to take it down the sidelines, and he will take it in for the touchdown.
We have a flag.
Yep. Big number 31, Bub Centers takes it in for the score, but the flag's resting at the 14-yard line along the far side of the field. Personal foul, face mask is the call against the Sales. So the touchdown is good, and we stand at 49-6 with 8:56, and the clock stops momentarily now as they go for the extra point.
To number 33, Colton Latou.
Well, it's good for Hamilton Township because they've had a great season, and they've got a great team. They just ran into an absolute buzzsaw tonight. The Sales got off to that 98-yard run on the first. And then things kind of tightened up there for a while, but then late in the second quarter, it exploded.
Bub Centers with his first touchdown catch of the season and his fifth catch overall. And extra point time now for Juarez. Puts it up, and the kick is up, and it's no good. He misses. Wide to the left. 49-6. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
And welcome back to Marv Moorhead Stadium. 49-6, the sales leads Hamilton Township approaching the top of the hour. You're listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wool, Greg Savoli, Scott Rex. Glad to have you aboard here on location. Ryan Baker back in the studio, and he'll have all the scores of all the other games. When we wrap up this contest, the sales cruising right now to a lead of 43 points. And kickoff time for Hamilton Township now. And remember, we had that penalty, so I think they'll assess that on the kickoff and march the ball down to the 45-yard line. Hamilton Township with their coaches on the field saying, guys, come on, across the 50. We're going to kick it off from the 45.
Well, now I would expect an onside kick here simply because you're on the short side. But I could be wrong. They might just kick it in the end zone and call it even.
Well, if it's the case, DeSales has their second-string hands team out there up front.
It's okay.
Give them a chance to play, too.
They know how to field the ball.
You ever have anybody that was not a starter out there in your hands team? The front row?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Good backup wide receivers, absolutely.
Teed up at the Stallion 45-yard line. Let's see what Juarez opts to do. Goes for the onside kick. Big hop. The Stallions are going to get it. And they'll fall on it right at the 32-yard line. Nicely done by DeSales. And it's scooped up on the play by number 11, Vince Thompson. Thompson comes up with a football, and DeSales will have it back now, and they'll have it first and 10 from their own 32-yard line, and DeSales should clear the bench now.
Well, if they do this right, they're going to take about 3 minutes off the clock here, so we're going to be down about the five-minute mark.
And your new quarterback is Anthony Cerrone. Well, I think in the seven games we've covered this season, we've seen him about six times so
far. My Cerrone.
First and 10 from the 32. You have a knack for those lines, don't you? Knack? Thank you. Music history. First down play. They're going to hand it off the left side. A little gap there across the 35-yard line. They pick up a few on the play. So I think it's Colton Hillary. We'll wait till the pilot sorts.
Number 29.
And 29, Campbell. Actually. Yep, Chris Campbell instead of 24. 24 was the lead blocker in the play. So picks up a couple. 7:47 and ticking. DeSales up 49-6. Cerrone comes to sidelines to get some play information. Victor Weber is going to check in. He'll actually give the play to Anthony. And they'll go into the huddle right now. DeSales in no hurry. Come up to the line. See if Cerrone milks as much of the 25 seconds between plays as he possibly can if he peers to the back judge and waits for that arm to go up in the air. And he does. And he's just looking. Our back judge has got that little mask going, too. He's got to really look for him. He's donned in all black. And they'll keep it on the ground. And
Cerrone should have handed that one off. He took a beating.
Got up to the 36-yard line. I think he kept it. Cerrone did keep it, yeah, and got to the 36-yard line. Should have said, here, I'm going to get killed.
You take it
instead. I don't want it.
Good one to fumble. Just get rid of it. Maybe they'll eat the football.
A good one to fumble? Did you just say that?
Yes.
Okay. Third down and a long five from just past the 37-yard line. Checking in now as a wideout is Michael Brown. Also in the offensive line, new faces like Michael Stone, number 50. Mitch Lundy in that line as well, too.
Great chance for these young kids to get a chance to play on Friday or on Saturday night in this case. But
Cerrone again just peering across the line. Hand goes up for the back judge. 5 seconds. Toss sweep near side. Hillary trying to turn the corner. Brought down right at the 37-yard line. Nothing there. Fourth down situation for the Stallions with 6:15 and ticking. So DeMacia will come back out and he will have to go ahead and boot the ball away. But except for DeMacia and maybe our snapper, a lot of second-teamers out there on the punt team.
Yeah, and this is always a dangerous thing, too. You might want to punt this baby out of bounds.
.550 left. DeMacia retreats back to the 25-yard line. Owen and Cumberland back deep at the 30 for the Rangers. And all DeSales in this one, since Booth took it 98 yards on the second time they touched the ball on offense, DeSales has never looked back. Didn't yield a touchdown until recently here. DeMacio's going to get it off. A high hanging punt. And Bowen calls for the fair catch, bobbles it, but hangs on to it. Right at the 25-yard line, 38 yards on the punt, no return. And the Rangers get the ball back. 5:29 left to go. Larry's getting warmed up so he can go down and freeze.
Here in a second. Absolutely. Although I think the wind has died down to a mere gale.
The Rangers have the ball. First and 10 at their own 25-yard line.
Mere gale. And yes. We got Rick Merb as a referee today. Mere and Merb. Used to watch his show, too.
Try and get that one in one sentence.
Robinson's still out there. Offensive line.
So's Johnson.
First teamers out there. Robinson, little bubble. It goes to Cumberland. And Cumberland going to be brought down. Great pursuit defensively that time by Jared Jones, 5'8", 175. He came through there to knock him back and got some help from his friends and knocks down Cumberland for a loss on the play.
What I really like to see is the Sale sidelines right now. All the first teamers were cheering like crazy for the second teamers to make that hit. I mean, they understand what these young kids do all week to help them prepare, and they want to see them get their chance too.
Actually going to mark him with the 26. He got hit at the 23, but they gave him forward progress. So second and nine, Robinson goes downfield, throws it, pass incomplete. A nice coverage on the play along the far side of the field for the Stallions by number 81. That's A.J. Salee. So it'll be third down and nine as we're down to 4:25 left to go. Let's see what the Rangers have up their sleeves now with the clock ticking down. It'll be probably just about 4 minutes left.
Is this a David Blaine thing here?
What, make it disappear?
No, what you have up your sleeve.
Thank you very much. Dump in the flat. Pass goes to Cumberland across the 30, 35, up to around the 40-yard line. Did he step out of bounds? Yeah, he did. Hillary hits him a second time.
Call.
Yep. There's a flag down on the play, so we'll wait and see what's going to happen here with this one with 3:49 left to go.
That was a wide receiver for Hamilton. He couldn't catch the number. He was out there blocking one-on-one and retched out and grabbed some laundry. Well, there's 3 minutes to go. I think I'm going to get myself ready to head on down there and do my imitation of Nanook of the North.
You can give us a little recap of the weather conditions down there. Let us know what it's like. And
it's dark, scattered lightness toward morning, and mud flurries.
When you have frostbite, let us know.
I'll let you know.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Wolf has left the auditorium. Penalty marks it back inside the 20. Middle screen, they set it up across the 15, 20. Cumberland to the 25. Far side to the 29, up across the 30-yard line. And finally down to a knee at around the 32-yard line. With 3 minutes left to go in regulation. And DeSales controlling this one, looking to go 13-0 on a season and a matchup, it looks like, next week with Hoban. Mark ball at the 33-yard line. They need two more yards on a fourth down situation. They're down by 43. Why not go for it? Cumberland to the bottom of the set, and Johnson in the backfield. Two wideouts stacked to the top, and this time Robinson from the gun on the fourth down and two. It's going to hand it off to Trey Johnson. Hit at the 34, bounces across the 35 to the 36, and we'll have enough for the first down with 2:22 left to go in this one, so they'll keep moving the football, and the Rangers looking to perhaps get one more late score in this contest. Seven consecutive seasons at 500 or better for Hamilton Township, but it was not to be tonight against a DeSales team that when you look at the scoreboard, you go 49 points, but my goodness, it was the defense that really set the tone for this game. Strong play by the front four for the Stallions. There was no room to run. They were negative territory the last Scott Rex checked when it came to running the football, and a quick timeout can be taken by Hamilton Township. 1:53 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Their first timeout in the second half. College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We have got a great game going on in Division 5. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy is coming back. They trail Coldwater 28-21.
Of course, that's coached by Mark Mueller. He used to be the New Albany head coach. We had them on earlier this season when they took on Bishop Reedy. Going long, Robinson downfield looking for the football, trying to adjust to it as Cumberland, and cannot make the catch as it was underthrown, and Colton Hillary got a pawn there to knock it away with 1:37 left to go and still ticking. So Hamilton Township burns the timeout. They go deep looking for Cumberland on the play. Mikkel and Robinson trying to hook up one more time, a couple seniors at quarterback and wide receiver respectively. Austin Jewell playing like a wingback as a senior in there. Bubble screen far side across the 45. Cumberland down the sidelines, 50, 45, 40. Accelerates as it got by the initial wave and going to be knocked out of bounds around the 40-yard line into Sales territory with 1 minute left to go in regulation this one. A gain on the play of some 24 yards. First and 10 from there with 55 seconds left to go. Let's see if the Rangers keep trying to score. Robinson off the left side to the 40, to the 35, down to the 32-yard line. Larry Wolf is making his way downstairs to talk to the head coach of the Stallions. And Larry is down to the 25-yard line. Larry, how does it feel down there, sir?
Cold. Really, really cold.
Okay.
Not that that should surprise you, but my lips are starting to freeze, and I've only been down here about 30 seconds.
Feels pretty good up here.
I bet it does.
Second down and two, 15 seconds left to go.
I'm trying to get thrown out.
You're doing a good job. Robinson looking to the end zone, throwing it up for grabs, and the pass going to be incomplete, and the clock is going to melt away, and that will do it. DeSales gets the victory in this one over Hamilton Township, 49-6, and what a performance by DeSales. And Larry, we talked about the offense, but the defense was so stingy, especially against the run game.
You know, we've talked about that all year. Their defense is really kind of the unsung hero because the offense puts up a lot of points, but the defense just simply refuses to yield. They don't give up first downs. They don't give up yardage. They don't give up anything. And they put their offense on the field in a great position to score almost every week that we've covered them.
Well, Larry, I'll let you turn around and try to find Ryan Wiggins here in a second as the Stallions get the victory 49-6 in this one. And for DeSales, they advance to 13-0 on the season. If you're Hamilton Township, what a campaign. 10-3, your final mark. And again, weeks 2 and 3. You lost in consecutive games, scoring only 3 points in 8 quarters, but then bounced back and were able to get victories all the way until this contest, making it all the way to the regional final. And some faces coming back for the Rangers. For DeSales, the season continues 13-0. Could it be a dream matchup in the championship game against Toledo Central Catholic, Division III, the top two teams in the state for the title? We'll find out. And this one is over 49-6 on a frosty night at Upper Arlington High School, a night where we saw the temperature some 30 degrees cooler than it was just 24 hours prior to that. And DeSales gets the victory, and they will march on. So next weekend, we'll have two games for you. Hartley taking on Kettering Alter, and we'll have all the coverage starting next Friday night at 7:15. It looks like it could be London for the location for that one. Then Saturday night, Hartley taking on, I assume it'll be Hoban. Ryan will give you up-to-date scores on all the games going on tonight. And with that being said, that game would start with coverage right here at 6:45. I've lost Larry in the mosh pit right now. I don't know if he has Ryan Wiggins yet or not. He's along the far side of the field. And do you have Ryan yet, sir?
I do. We're standing right out here on the Golden Bear. So I'm with a victorious Ryan Wiggins, 49-6. A dominating performance by your defense.
Yeah, it was. They did a nice job. Initially, Hamilton did doing some things to stop us, but I thought our defense had some good stops early on. And, you know, again, it's a process trying to wear teams down. Again, I thought we did that.
Sure. The big 98-yard run got you started, but your defense was smothering all night. They could get no yardage inside the tackles. They couldn't get anything outside the tackles. The only thing they had was a short passing game. Let's talk about your defense.
Yeah, I was real proud of them. I think everything starts with stopping the run, regardless of the scheme. And they weren't able to run the ball, so it forced them to be a little more one-dimensional. I thought we got after them just enough, the quarterback, to, you know, force them into some tough throws or whatever. So real proud of our defense, real proud of the way they played.
This is the fifth or sixth time we've had DeSales on this year, and I think this might have been your most efficient game. This is a quality opponent. This is a good Hamilton Township team, and you pretty much dismantled them tonight.
Yeah, and it's a good time for it. You know, in the regional final, you're going to get everybody's best, and we knew we had to be at our best, and I thought all three phases overall played pretty well.
Well, 49-6. We're down here on a frozen tundra of a turf. Congratulations to Ryan Wiggins and DeSales Stallions, regional champions. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Gentlemen, thank you very much as the Stallions get the victory by 43 in this contest. Post-game show will continue. We'll take a break. Ryan Baker has the scores from the other games, and Larry and I will come back and wrap it up one final time here from Marv Moorhead Stadium. 49-6 the final in this one, DeSales over Hamilton Township. This is the CC Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home, so you can get better, so you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
The dream season for the Stallions continues. They are regional champs and moving on to the state semifinals and the Final Four next weekend with a 49-6 win tonight over Hamilton Township in the CCL Game of the Week. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. And congratulations to Coach Wiggins and the Stallions, still undefeated on the year and moving on again to the Final Four next weekend. Divisions 3, 5, and 7 playing tonight in their regional championships. Of course, last night it was 1, 2, 4, and 6 in the state of Ohio. And last night, of course, Hartley moving on to the Final Four. They get a 38-35 win over Ottawa Glandorf. So next Friday night, right here on AM 820, they will take on Kettering Alter in a state semifinal in Division 4. Our coverage will begin next Friday night at 7:15. With our pregame show. Newark Catholic also moving on to the Final Four last night. 41-7, they knock off Fort Fry. So next Friday night, Newark Catholic will be playing Cuyahoga Heights. Cuyahoga Heights knocking off Kirtland 17-0. So that one also going to be a 7:30 kick next Friday night. So congratulations to Coach Franks and the Green Wave as well. Let's get you up to date on the scores here this evening. They've got less than a minute to play in Division 7, and it looks like Harvest Prep will be moving on. They have a 29-15 lead over Waterford. Daniel Bangura with two touchdowns in that one. Also two long touchdown passes for the Warriors. So, again, less than a minute left in that game in Division 7. 29-15, Waterford. They are beating Waterford as Harvest Prep. We'll give you an update if that one goes final before we go off the air. It looks like DeSales next Saturday night will be playing Akron Hoban. They have a 34-3 lead over New Philadelphia in the Region 9 finale. So, again, it looks like next Saturday night, DeSales, Hoban, right here on AM 820. That one, again, will get underway at 6:45. with our pregame coverage. The number one team in the state in Division III, Toledo Central Catholic, looks like they will be moving on. They have a 19-0 lead over Lexington tonight. And then in Region 12, this one's been back and forth all night. A great game out in Piqua. Trotwood Madison has a 34-27 lead right now over St. Mary's. So a lot of scoring probably left in that one because those two have been lighting it up all evening long. In Division 5 tonight, Garfield scored first in Region 17, but it's been all Canton Central Catholic since then. Canton Central Catholic with a 40-7 lead over Garfield. Norwayne, another one. They had a 20-7 lead over Edison, but that lead has gone bye-bye. Edison just scored, and they have a 27-20 lead now over Norwayne in Region 18. In Region 19, Coshocton had a 16-0 lead at the half, but right now they lead Wheelersburg by just a score of 30-20. The Pirates having a good second half in Region 19. And Coldwater has a 35-21 lead over Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy in Region 20. Cincinnati Hills got it down to a 7-point game, but Coldwater has since scored, so they've got it back up to 2 scores now in that one. And then in Division 7, if Harvest Prep does hang on, which we have not gotten word that that game has gone final yet, they will play, it looks like, JFK. JFK has 3 defensive touchdowns in this game tonight, and they have a 48-13 lead over Norwalk St. Paul. Good one going on in Region 26 as Macomb and Crestview are tied at 21. And then the other game in Division 7, Region 28, Minster had a big lead early, but Fort Recovery has come back. Right now, Minster leads that one 35-27. So good games going all around the state in region finals. It's just what you want. We had them last night, and we have them tonight again here this evening. And again, next weekend, double duty again for Randy and Larry. As Friday night, they will have the call of Hartley and Kettering Alter in a Division 4 state semifinal. And then Saturday night, DeSales. And again, it looks like Hoban as they have that big lead. Saturday night, we'll get underway at 6:45 with the pregame. Friday night for the Hartley game, we'll be getting underway at 7:15. And hopefully, guys, for your sake, it's a little warmer next weekend than it was tonight, a little more like last night. And hopefully you guys don't have to travel too far.
Well, I'd love to say it can't be any worse, but you never know from a weather standpoint.
Oh,
but as
it
long
can get worse.
As we're still playing football at this point of the season, we are tickled, as are the schools that we represent in Hartley on Friday night and DeSales on Saturday. Let's take a look at the final numbers in this contest. Total offense for DeSales, 410 yards, 306 rushing, 104 passing. For Hamilton Township, a little misleading, 269 total yards, 61 rushing, most of those coming in the last couple of drives, and 208 passing. 10 first downs for DeSales, 12 for Hamilton Township. Penalties, 4 for 50 for DeSales, 6 for 17 for the Rangers. One turnover, that was the interception by Corcoran for 38 yards and a touchdown. Booth, 13 carries, 189 yards and 2 scores. Sylvester, 304 passing, 104 yards, 2 scores. He also had 2 carries for 22 yards and a touchdown. Robinson was 18 of 32 passing, 208 for 1 touchdown and 1 interception. Those are some of the numbers in this contest. What do you take away from this game, Larry?
Well, this is a good Hamilton Township team that was dismantled by DeSales. And as I said in the postgame, we've seen DeSales 5 or 6 times this year. This might have been their most efficient game yet. They have a suffocating defense. Their offense is hitting on all cylinders. And it looks like it's going to be, you know, the immovable object and the irresistible force, because they're coming down to the end here. There's 4 teams left. They're all going to be good. But I wouldn't bet against the DeSales Stallions. They look tough right now.
And one of the other things to mention, too, is they came out of this fairly healthy, too, unlike last week, too. So that's good to see for the Stallions as well, too. No tweaks, no major concerns right now for the Stallions. They get the win. Sir, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for braving the elements again tonight. And again, a doubleheader weekend next weekend with you and I and all the gang.
You know, as cold as it was, it's really not all that bad. It's football season. It's the playoffs. It's game 13. Doesn't get much better than this.
And again, next Friday night, it's going to be Hartley taking on Kettering Alter. Our pregame show is going to start at 7:15, kickoff at 7:30. Next Saturday, it'll be DeSales, it looks like, against Akron Hoban. That's going to start with a pregame show of 6:45. It's been a pleasure again. DeSales, the winner tonight, 49-6 over Hamilton Township. For Greg Sivaldi and Scott Rex and Larry Wolf, I'm Randy Reinhardt saying good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL football game of the week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next Friday night for a Division IV state semifinal as Hartley takes on Kettering Alter. The coverage beginning at 7:15 with the pregame show. Good night, everybody.